It's time to recap Rutherglen County Commissioners meeting number one for the month of June. County Commissioner Ted Ganz in studio. How you doing?
Good morning, Rich. Doing well.
Here we are, month of June.
Month of June. Clicking by pretty quick.
Summer's here.
Summer is here. We've had some pretty pleasant days, really. I'm pretty happy that we get some good temperatures, and we did get some rainfall, maybe a little more at one time than what we needed. But anyway, it's been pretty nice season so far.
Well, everything's green.
Everything is green.
And instead of brown.
Exactly. And that's a good change. You bet.
Yeah, we'll take it. You bet. All right, let's get going. We got four meetings in the month of June. Meeting number one. Let's get the agenda. Anything on citizens' comments?
Yeah, Terry Pinkle stopped by, which this has been kind of a common theme. A lot of drainage issues. We those things kind of tend to rear their ugly head when you get that kind of rainfall that we did. And Terry has a little drainage issue there on his property north of town, and some of which is possibly caused by some earth dirt work that was done on the neighboring property. And so Terry wanted to know what actions the county could take in regards to that. And quite honestly, we didn't really have a good answer for him, Rich. We told him to talk to the NRD and then also possibly the Corps of Engineers as far as stopping the natural water flow. And so we left it at that. And I told Terry to let the board know, if it gets resolved. If not, we'll keep digging and see what we have to do.
Review miscellaneous accounts payable claims, which you have every meeting.
Yes, sir. Yep.
Board of Equalization meeting and Assessor Christy Correll with a couple of things to discuss.
Yes. Christy brought in, I believe, about 105 different commercial businesses. So this year, all commercial businesses, all residential area residences in McCook, and then also dry land and I believe grassland was reassessed. So that hadn't been done on the commercial side since 2017. We contracted with a group to do those commercial assessments, and Christy was reviewing these values and found a lot of errors. And so Christy and her office worked diligently to make those corrections. What it ended up being was a negative of $66,902 as far as assessed value is concerned. And so that took a lot of work for her office to go back and change those things. And so they have been corrected, and they are now correct on the commercial businesses. Yes, sir.
Board of Commissioners meeting reconvened after that, and more on open armor coat bids.
We did. We opened armor coat bids. We received two bids, one from Figgins Construction and the other one from B&H Paving. We had them bid two different types of oil, one of which had a higher diesel content to it. Figgins Construction recommended that we use an MC-800 oil, and B&H recommended we did an MC-3000 oil. During the meeting, I misinformed the board because I got the two oils switched around on their content. One, like I said, one has a higher diesel content and tends to bleed more when you lay it down than you see. I don't know if you've drove on some of the roads where the black kind of comes up to the surface. So as a board, we voted yesterday to accept the bid from B&H. So Figgins Construction came in with the MC-800 oil at $166,366.60. For the MC-3000 oil, they came in at $164,555.86. B&H came in with the MC-3000 oil at $129,337.50. And then also with the MC-800 oil, they come in at $140,962.50. So we voted to go yesterday with the MC-800 oil because we thought that was the oil that had the lower diesel content. After speaking with B&H Paving yesterday, I found out that we had made a mistake on the oil choice. It should have been the MC-3000. So we'll get that back on the agenda for the 12th, and we'll get that rectified. So I anticipate that the bid will be, it's been awarded to B&H because on both quotes they were less, cheaper. We're going to probably end up with that MC-3000 oil at $129,337.50. So, like we talk about a lot, is it's good to bid. B&H hadn't come to Red Willow County and rebid armor coat for quite a few years. And so I mean, this year it was good. I mean, we ended up with, if you know, we end up with that bit of a savings of $35,218. So that's one good thing about just being competitive and bidding stuff out. You bet.
Speaking of county roads, how the roads they recovered from, you know, all the rain and everything? Because I can just imagine some of them were in bad, kind of some tough shape for a while.
Yeah, and that was kind of one of these things too. You know, I was a little hesitant to want to award this bid on this armor coat project because we're really in limbo right now. We do have a lot of road damage. We're hauling dirt in and trying to refill the spots that have washed out, and that's continuing. That's ongoing. Obviously, Red Willow County declared a natural disaster declaration. And so right now, Governor Pillen's office hasn't signed off on it being a natural disaster yet. You know, I know I've been kind of in, talking with some people, and it's a new office for him. He's new to the office. His staff is new, and so everything's moving a little bit slow. So I have received some phone calls, too, from people wanting to know, hey, you know, my basement flooded. I had fence tore out. What do we do, you know, as far as is there a natural disaster being declared? And so right now, I don't have a good answer for you because we haven't moved forward. The governor's office, the next step hasn't been accomplished. So we're waiting to see what Governor Pillen's office does, and then you know we're working with NEMA right now, and so what I would ask the people to do is just be sure you're documenting everything, be sure you're taking pictures of everything, keeping all receipts and that sort of thing. So if we do get to an emergency declaration state where we end up getting money from NEMA, then you'll have that documented and all that ready to go. But back to your question, Rich, yeah, the roads are getting better, but it's been a lot of work. It's kind of one of those things where, you know, you get these roads shaped up and you start putting gravel down and they look nice, and then this water comes and washes away all everything you did. So it's kind of tough to see. You take one step forward, two steps back, but that's kind of the nature of the beast, and I'm glad we did. I mean, we got a good rain, and so that we got to be glad for that, for sure. You bet.
There's always some bad things that go along with the good, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You betcha.
Sue Doak on request assistance for a museum roof.
Yeah, Sue wasn't able to be present. We actually tabled this item simply because there was a request. The roof needs replaced. And I had just some notes from what Sue had told Penny Cooper, our clerk, that she was asking for ARPA money or was looking to increase the levy on there. The new roof would cost somewhere in the, and I might be speaking out of tune, but that was what was wrote down on the paper, was $100,000. So we did table that item, so we could talk to Sue if she could be available at a later date.
Next up, discuss cash in lieu of medical insurance coverage.
Yeah, so basically, this cash in lieu of medical coverage, Rich, it's what it's designed for is it's designed to, if an employee chooses not to take the county's health insurance, then you incentivize them essentially for not taking the health insurance. Obviously, not taking the health insurance is cheaper premium-wise and obviously on claims. And so there was some verbiage in there that was hard to understand or little specific to certain situations. Mm-hmm. And we just thought that, you know, it would be best to clean that language up and just to make it simple. And essentially what we decided as a board to do is, if you don't take the health insurance, you get $500, just the $500. In some situations, it was $1,000. If you were an employee, a current employee, and was on the family plan and moved away, maybe to your spouse's insurance, then it was $1,000. So there was $500, $1,000. There was a lot of inconsistencies, and then the application of it. So we just wanted to make it real simple, saying that if you don't take the health insurance, you get $500. Yes, sir.
And discussion of possible ARPA fund expenditures.
Yeah, this does keep coming up. Obviously, we have to designate that money before the end of 2024. And one thing that has been, we've been looking at is recarpeting the second floor of the courthouse. So a lot of that carpet in there, a lot of wear patterns, a lot of wrinkling. It's coming up, and it's essentially a trip hazard. So we did award The bid, we received two bids, one from Samway's and one from DeVries Furniture. Samway came in at $16,960, and DeVries came in at $21,528. And so as a board, we voted to award the bid to Samway's to have the second floor of the courthouse recarpeted. Yes, sir, with ARPA funds.
Next up, let's see, consent agenda had a couple of items there as well.
We approved the minutes from the previous Board of Commissioners meeting. We also approved miscellaneous accounts payable in the amount of $46,002.72. And we approved resolution number 1480, book 23, page 75, accepting the final plat of the Nellie Ryan Estate subdivision. We had a planning and zoning meeting on this a while back and got that approved, so we just authorized that through signatures. We authorized chairman's signature on engagement letter for Daniel D. Miller, CPA. We're coming into budget time, so Dan will be assisting us with that. Also, we actually pulled item number 5 in regards to setting the dates and times for property evaluation protest hearings. We agreed what we'd like to do is work a little longer days on those days. So in it's a benefit to the taxpayer. We're going to start a little earlier in the morning. We're going to take an earlier lunch break so that if people want to come in over their lunch hour, that's available for them to do so. And then also we extended the hours till 4:30 again, so if people can get off early to come in if they want to protest their evaluations or their assessed evaluations, they can do so. So then we pulled that, so we have the resolution in the works of being drawn up. Rich? Yes, sir.
And surplus heaters and windows for Fair Board auction?
Yep. This Giles joined us yesterday at the meeting. Also, he has some old windows that were replaced and also some old heaters. And so he wanted to surplus those items. And so we recommended he get them on an auction bill, and we approved him to do so.
And last but not least, the district court clerk's monthly revenue report.
Yep. This is obviously a revenue report that comes in from our district clerk. And the report showed amount of $2,206.97. And so that's the revenue that they took in. You bet.
A lot of numbers crunching in this meeting, huh?
And some of them were just odd, goofy numbers. You know, you're like, but yeah, a lot of numbers. It was a long meeting. And I also wanted to make comment too, Rich, and there'll probably be more to come on this in the days and months ahead, but I know a lot of people opened up some reassessment from the assessor's office on property valuations, obviously I'll be the first to say my personal property also went up. So I just kind of wanted to explain to some people, too. I probably can't do this as good as Christy Crowell, our assessor, can, but bear with me here. But essentially, a lot of this, there's a lot of questions a lot of people don't understand, and I myself didn't understand until I, got into this position. But state statute requires that on residential and commercial properties that the market value be within 92 to 100% of what the comparability is in your prospective area, right? And so then also ag land is 69 to 75% of the fair market value of that land. And so a lot of these assessed values, obviously rising, is based on the market and what things are selling for. And so and the state law requires that we be in that range. And so usually on residential, it's every 2 to 3 years that you can see an increase or decrease on your assessed value of your property. But in this case, this year, we're actually in some properties still behind that requirement of that 92 to 100 on the residential and commercial. So, I just want people to know that it's not one of these things. I understand everybody's feeling a little bit squeezed. I mean, everything is getting tight with the inflation, and we understand that. And just understand that, it's people feel sometimes it's just intentional, and that it's we're doing our due diligence to be very careful with spending. And also, it's just one of those things that it's state law that they be, within that parameters. And so So I, you know, I just want people to know if they have more questions, find a commissioner, stop up at the assessor's office, and again, you're more than welcome. Also, in July, there'll be protests as well for those evaluations. But I just wanted to put a plug out there, basically, so people kind of understand and educate themselves on why that happened and why these seem like, you know, it's a yearly thing. It feels like, you know. So
next meeting will be coming up next Monday on the 12th.
Yeah, June 12th. We'll meet again. But June 19th, the courthouse will be closed.
Okay.
Juneteenth. It's a recognized holiday. So, okay. So we'll be off on that Monday. But yes, we'll be meeting on the 12th of June again, Rich.
And again, as always, we say if folks want to sit in on a meeting on those Monday mornings, they can do so.
Yeah, absolutely. Stop by, and we're always glad to have you. Stop by if you have any comments, questions, or concerns. We're more than happy to visit with you.
Thank you so much, and have a great rest of the week.
Thank you, Rich. You as well.